thing for the moment. Well, everyone's probably still in food comas. So, you know, one of the things that was highlighted by the previous panel is, again, because we do have the capacity, we really, really do want your input on everything. So currently, this has been a busy year in a lot of respects. You know, the evolution of the POP process to sort of accept amicus briefing, as well as, you know, a real feel for the POP process in that I hope most people are aware that it's not just the parties that can sort of request that a particular case, particular order, particular issue be taken up by the POP panel, but it's also any member of the public, actually. So, you know, for AIA trials, everything we do is public, and so it's uploaded to our website. And certainly the aggregators, the Law 360s, what have you, they're very aggressive about seeing what comes out every day and commenting on them. If there are particular issues that you feel are important, you know, either through there or, as I also noted, through our rulemaking. So, for example, the burden for motions to amend, the re-exam, the reissue, perhaps not exactly related to us, but there was a recent update to the 101 guidance by the Patent Office with examples. Particularly, I know you have been clamoring for them in the biotechnology area, and so there were two examples set forth there in the biotechnology area. This is also an area where we really do want your participation to really make the system better for you and for everyone, because under Director Iancu, we very much are about having a predictable, consistent experience for everyone, for you as a stakeholder at the Patent Office, and, you know, certainly for us, for judges who do trials, there's a winner and a loser, so I'm sure if you're the loser, you know, that your experience is different than if you happen to be successful in a proceeding. Having said that, you know, we also want to make sure that you feel heard at the end of the day, that whatever concerns you had or whatever issues you had in the case, that, you know, you did bring it to the attention of the board, did bring it to the attention of the director or the office, as is appropriate. So we've always encouraged in trials, if there's ever any issues, for example, yes, the motion to amend pilot, it is a very dense document, it is a very complicated document, there are a lot of moving parts, and as Judge Crumbly said, we absolutely are willing, and we have been taking phone calls in that area to make sure that everyone does understand it. And I guess one thing generally I will say about motions to amend is, you know, yes, there has been changes to procedure, but one thing that certainly myself as a panel member and other members of the board, we have sort of consistently done throughout the process is when there is a motion to amend, the key thing we try to convey is we really would like some comment on whatever subject matter was added, okay? Because that is the one aspect of the claim that has not been seen by an examiner, that has had a prior art search done, and because we are under time constraints, we have limited resources to do something like that. So if, you know, you can provide us some context for the added claim amendment, you know, that really helps us make a determination, particularly in the situations where, for strategic reasons, the petitioner decides that perhaps, you know, they don't need to challenge that aspect of it. You know, from the office's side, we certainly don't want to issue a claim that you just take it, you know, to district court and it ends up being taken down. You know, that's not something that we want overall in the system. This helps us do that if you provide us context about the subject matter being added to the claim. So again, that's sort of something that really hasn't changed over time. So yes, there are more opportunities to engage. There's more briefing. There's more options for patent owners. Certainly, patent owners should feel free to take advantage of all of them. But that is one thing that has stayed the same over time is, you know, we would like to hear from you as to what you think is important. So with that, are there now any questions? Yes, sir.
So, understanding you can't speak for all your fellow judges, Do you have a sense of kind of how SAS has changed how the panels approach whether to institute in the first place? I know there's some cases where the panel has changed its mind about having the case at all and de-instituted cases that it has once instituted. Mm-hmm. Are we seeing sort of more care about whether to institute at all now that it's more work once you do so?